How's it going, fogies? I'm Anthony Akil, and welcome to Front Seats to My Downfall, the only podcast where y'all can get front row seats to listen to my life fall apart. Let's roll the intro music. What up, bitch? How y'all doing, by the way? I honest to God, I did not think, even for a second, that I was going to be recording this episode today. Given the fact that I literally had a mental breakdown last night, or what I like to call it, as my second official midlife crisis, and the day before that, I actually broke my back, and right now, I currently have a sinus infection. Again. What the fuck is happening to me in 2021? I thought this was supposed to be our year. Like, this was supposed to be my year. But apparently, nah, bitch. What the fuck? And the day that I'm actually recording this is the 6th of January. And if y'all have been reading the news or on Twitter or whatever, y'all know what happened. Some dark shit happened in America. And we're going to get to that. We're going to get to, like, my mental breakdown. And the dark shit that happened. But first, I want to talk about how I broke my back for a second. And bitch, it's not even like a cool way to break my back, bro. Like, it's really fucking not. You know how, like, in the previous episode I mentioned that I'm getting older? Yeah, this just proves it right. So let's kiddo back to the day before. And I at that point, had just finished working out. And for some dumbass reason, my OCD head ass wanted to fucking clean my room. To be fair, though, like, I my room was looking a little bit dusty and crusty and dirty. Like, it was mad dirty, to be honest. Yeah, I cleaned my room. I made my bed. And my bed is actually, like, placed in the corner of my room. So I wanted to, like, clean it. And in order to do that, I had to pull my bed. And bro, I before I could even, like, try to pull it an inch towards me, I pulled a muscle. Right then and there, I pulled a muscle, and or two or three, I don't fucking know. And I was, like, crying for fucking help, and it was, like, the saddest, pathetic thing ever. Yeah, I should have been there. It was just so sad. But, you know, like, as much pain as I'm feeling during the start of 2021, I would be lying if I said, like, there weren't any good things that happened this week. Like, for example, Mr. Beast, Jimmy himself, dropped his own YouTube Rewind, which was a banger of a fucking video. Like, I loved every single fucking second of it. It elevated my mood and made me think, like, okay, maybe 2020 wasn't that bad of a year. Even though I know mentally it was, but seeing it made me realize, I'm happy with what happened. Like, kudos to Jimmy, bro. Like, he did such a good job editing the shit. Like, he gave all the YouTubers, like, the perfect amount of time to, like, talk about whatever they wanted. And he actually included, like, all of the YouTubers that had a major impact last year. Which, you know, YouTube Rewind doesn't usually do that. Especially after, like, all the celebrities kind of invaded YouTube. And all the, like, networking companies. And they kind of just focused more on that. But this year, Jimmy just did a spectacular job at this video. And what was I going to say? Oh, like, he shouted out, like, a bunch of, like, small YouTubers, which I thought was so fucking cool. Like, I saw, like, I kind of, like, went to their channels and all of them kind of blew up. Like, all of their channels had, like, over 100K. And they had, like, that's so fucking cool. That's what the world needs. But you know what shocked me throughout that video? Is the fact that, like, Logan Paul did not have any controversy last year. Am I the only one that's genuinely shocked by this? Like, Logan Paul, I'm gonna say this again, Logan fucking Paul did not have any controversy last year. What the fuck? But yeah, like, I'm hella proud of him for changing for the better. But the fact that, like, he's fighting Floyd fucking Mayweather makes me think that he's still a little bit delusional. Like, just a little teeny tiny bit. Logan, I am confusion. Please explain. Like, Floyd Mayweather, are you out of your fucking mind, Logan? Floyd literally made a fucking career out of not getting hit. And the fact that Logan thinks he can actually try to get one punch in is out of this fucking world. I don't know how else to explain it. So my predictions for this fight, and this is kind of controversial, but okay, I actually love boxing. I love boxing. I love UFC. I love combat sports. But I gotta side with Team Internet on this one. I want Logan. I genuinely want Logan Paul to win. But do I think he's gonna win the fight? Not a fucking chance, bro. Not a fucking chance. I do want him to win. But either way, like it's a win-win situation for both of them. Like they both secured a bag, a hefty bag. And even if he like wins or loses, like either way, it's history is being made. A YouTuber is about to fight the biggest boxer on this fucking planet. But I can't say the same thing for his brother Jake though. Like he's just gone. I don't even know what the fuck is wrong with him. Like he's acting like a washed up crackhead at this point. But did y'all see the recent video of like him calling Conor McGregor out? What the fuck? Okay, hold on. Like, I'm gonna roll the clip real quick.
What the fuck is up, you Irish cunt? Good morning, Conor McGregor. I know you're probably beating up old dudes in a bar right now, or maybe you're jacking off because you're sick of fucking your wife. I mean, she's a four, Conor. You could do a lot better, but happy Monday. My team sent you a $50 million offer this morning. $50 million cash, proof of funds, the biggest fight offer you've ever been offered, but you're scared to fight me, Conor. You're ducking me because you don't want to lose to a fucking YouTuber. You're 0-1 as a boxer. I'm 2-0 as a boxer. I just came off the 8th biggest pay-per-view event in history. But you want to fight Dustin Prober, who has less followers on Instagram than my fucking dog. That's a fact. And Dana White, you're a fucking pussy too, you ugly fucking bald bitch. You said there's 0% chance of this fight happening, but there's 0% chance of you getting some fucking pussy. Connor, you're scared. Dana, you're scared. Sign the fucking contract, you idiots. Jesus fucking Christ.
Bro, nah. He did not just fucking do this. Conor McGregor is a fucking psychopath. He will fucking whoop his ass. Nah, he will fucking kill him. And I'm surprised Jake's not fucking dead at this point. But he called his wife a four. A four? What? I guess like acute brain damage is one of the side effects of like having fame at a very young age. And also like being in your brother's shadows. Like I want to feel bad, but it's fucking Jake Paul. I really don't. I really fucking don't. And I don't even want to like sit here and talk about him anymore. Yeah. Let's talk about my second official midlife crisis. And I am super stoked to talk about this because, well, it's a chance for us to connect even further. But I want to be vulnerable and I want to open up to you guys a lot more, like a loose vagina that's just like flopping around midair. But Jesus, but I just don't want it to be like, I just don't want to like think about it too much to the point where it's kind of like detrimental to my current mental state that I'm in right now. So yeah, let's kind of just chill for a bit. And I wish I had like some elevator music so I can just, you know, fill the awkward silences with. So about my mental breakdown, this is gonna sound like hella stupid, so bear with me, you guys. But the whole reason why I had a midlife crisis in the first place is because recently I've developed a mindset of just like giving up on everything. And by everything, I mean like just giving up on social media. Like, don't get me wrong, I love doing this and I love entertaining people. But that's the thing though. That's all I've known how to do my entire life. Like since I was 12 years old, since I started this shit, that's all I've known how to do. And it really got me thinking like, at what point do I just say like, enough is enough? That's it. We're going to wrap this shit up and we're going to get a stable job that pays like decent amount of money and just create a better life for myself. Instead of like hoping, praying, I don't fucking know that this shit works for me. again, like, it's nearly been a decade since I've been doing this, and I don't know who the fuck I would be without this, without doing all this. This is the most vulnerable I've been on anything, really, but I kind of had an identity crisis, I guess, as well. Like, who the fuck am I without all this? Like, I don't know. I don't fucking know, mate. And maybe it's just like the whole New Year's bullshit and me about to turn 21 that got me like freaking the fuck out and that got me fucked up in the head. But is it really time to move on and create a life for myself? I don't fucking know. Like, in my head, ever since I was a kid, I've associated social media with, you know, having a bunch of following, having like bare fucking money to make better content, and not attaining that goal really got me fucked up in the head. And I know I'm aware that I sound like such a spoiled little brat, and I can't even believe that I'm saying this out loud, because I've been through like way worse shit than this. And the fact that I had a midlife crisis because of this is, I'm ashamed of it. And I'm also aware that people go through way worse shit than what I'm going through right now. But I guess shit is relative. I don't fucking know. But you know who like cheered me up during the whole mental breakdown bullshit? It's a kid that I went to high school with. Well, he's not a kid anymore. Like, shout out to Ali. I know his last name. I just don't want to butcher it, so I'm not going to say it. And yeah, like, he replied to one of my stories on Snapchat. Like, it was just me, like, promoting the last episode. And he replied to that out of the fucking blue. And he said that he fucks with our podcast. And that, you know, he's dealing with the whole Rona bullshit, just like the rest of us. And as soon as, like, he discovered our podcast, it kind of saved his day. And I don't know, man, like, something about, like, him replying, saying that, like, he appreciates the work that I've been putting in, made me feel hella content. I can't really explain it. I feel like the version of success that I had in mind was entirely fucking wrong. And I came to a realization that I have a platform. Sure, it's not big, but I have the ability to make people happy, make people smile, or brighten people's day during this whole Rona bullshit. And like, I don't even know if this entire thing makes sense or not. But after that whole conversation, it made me realize, like, I don't give a fuck if it's a single person listening to me or 9,000 people or even a million. I don't give a fuck, and I shouldn't. What I should give a fuck about is whether or not I was able to have an impact on somebody. That's what I should care about, not the fucking analytics, not the fucking numbers. But I feel like everybody, including me, is kind of trapped in this maze of trying to attain success. And more often than not, it's usually determined by other people's standards and other people's expectations. And it's fabricated, essentially. And the whole like mental breakdown made me recognize that success should be internal. Whether it's like you being mentally happy or even like physically happy, like, we're human beings, bro. Like, we're always gonna fucking want more. Like, we're always gonna want more. So even if you attain all these goals, like, I've lived a fucking life. I've done shit that a normal like 35-year-old would dream of fucking doing. I don't know why I mentioned 35. It's a random number that came into my head, but like, I've done shit that a normal person would dream of fucking doing. And now I fucking want more. I want to do more. And we're never going to be satisfied. So just fucking live your life. Have a couple goals, but don't let that deter you from how you want to live your life, if that makes sense. Your boy's uncomfortable. I've never been this vulnerable to anyone. And I don't even know if y'all understood anything that just came out of my mouth. So let's move. And y'all probably thinking like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? You know what? Jug on, mate. Jug on. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you think about anymore. So let's move on to like a less depressing, but also like a worrisome matter in politics. I feel like that should be addressed, but if y'all don't really give a fuck about politics, that's all right. We don't judge out here. So this week on Breaking News, we got a leaked phone call of Donald Trump begging Georgia officials to overturn the election results. Bro, this motherfucker, this treacherous whining weasel won't shut the fuck up. Like, he went on a rampage call for over an hour trying to overturn the elections. So basically, Donald Trump pushed Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, to mysteriously find votes to overturn the election results after his loss to Joe Biden, which, by the way, like, he lost big time, like, in the Electoral College, as well as, like, the popular vote. And the audio was actually recorded by the officials in Raffensperger's office on Saturday. That is the 2nd of January. But hold on a minute. The thing is, Raffensperger actually did not want to leak the call. Like, he did not want to leak the transcripts either, unless Trump publicly attacked him. And bitch, guess what this motherfucker did? Yep, he publicly attacked him on Twitter. Literally the next morning. I do not understand. Does he like have brain cells? Because like, it was only a year ago that Trump was impeached for a similar attempt to strong arm the president of Ukraine. And it really got me thinking, like, this motherfucker's dumb as shit. Like, everybody talks about him as like some sort of like mafia boss, but in reality, he's just a fucking child that won't stop whining. Like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Jesus. And if you guys haven't heard the leaked phone call, I'm gonna play some clips real quick, but I just want to say this first. The audio call was actually reported by the Washington Post, and then, like, you know, NBC and CNN got hold of it. But yeah, here's the clip.
So look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Yeah, that's totally cool, dude. That totally doesn't undermine democracy. Sorry, I'm going to play the next clip.
So what are we going to do here, folks? I only need 11,000 votes. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break. You know, we have that in spades already.
I'm sorry, what? Give you a break? How about you give us a break? We've been trying to figure out what the fuck is happening to America for the past 4 years. It's time we deserve a fucking break, all right? You fucking dipshit. Jesus. This motherfucker literally sounds like a whining, miserable child that's asking his teacher to add an extra point. Like, shut the fuck up before I slap your goddamn bitch ass. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting way too riled up. Like, he's one of the people that, like, I cannot listen. I cannot bear his fucking voice or his fucking face. I just want to strangle him and rip his fucking throat out. Calm down. It's cool. Okay, so the next clip, it's actually kind of funny.
Why don't you want to find this, Ryan? What's wrong with you? I heard your lawyer is very difficult, actually, but I'm sure you're a good lawyer. You have a nice last name.
This clip really gets to me. So basically, in this clip, Trump is talking shit to Raffensperger's attorney, Ryan. But then all of a sudden, he kind of backtracks his statement and then sweet talks to Ryan in a weird way. Like, he compliments his last name, which is weird because Ryan's last name is Germany. Is it all coming together now? Germany, Nazi, propaganda, Trump. It all fucking makes sense. Trumpity Trump. What the fuck?
We won very substantially, Georgia. You even see it by rally size, frankly. We'd be getting 25, 30,000 people a rally, and the competition would get less than 100 people, and it never made sense.
Excuse me, Mr. Trump. Sorry. Excuse me, you little dipshit. Rally size doesn't equate to actual votes, all right? Sure, 25 to 30,000 people might show up in your rally, which is a super spreader event, considering there's a pandemic that's going around. Yo, look, whatever. I'm not. Play the next clip.
People have been saying that it was the highest vote ever. There was no way. A lot of the political people said that there's no way they beat me, and they beat me. They beat me in the poll. As you know, every single state, we won every state. We won every state house in the country.
Yo, this motherfucker can't even say it. He can't even say that he lost the election. Bro, that's so, like, he's so fucking out of touch and delusional. Like, what?
Yeah. We have other states that I believe will be flipping to us very shortly.
No. That's false. Period. I'm sorry for, like, butting in every couple seconds. If y'all want me to shut the fuck up, I'm going to just do that and let you guys enjoy the leaked audio clips. All right?
Because that's illegal.
This is Ryan, Germany. No, Dominion is not... moved any machinery out of Fulton County. We're having
have they moved the inner parts of the machines and replaced them with other parts?
No.
You sure, Ryan?
I'm sure, Mr. President.
Well, I've listened to what the president has just said. President Trump, we've had several lawsuits and we've had to respond in court to the lawsuits and the contentions. We don't agree that you have won. I didn't agree about the 200,000 number that you'd mentioned.
Whew. That was something, wasn't it? You know what? I got to give props to Brad Raffensperger. Like, he was so brave standing up to a fucking preschool bully. And throughout the entire call, he was, like, calm and persistent. And even his attorney, Ryan Germany, like, he kept firmly, like, rejecting Trump's false claims. Like, kudos to you both. And the thing is, this is just one of the phone calls that was leaked. Imagine, like, all the other calls that he was in. Like, is this what he fucking does? Like, rambles for, like, an hour sounding like a fucking deranged psychopath? And it's fucking astonishing how pathetic America has become. And Trump has managed to divide the entire country. And that's even more scarier. Like, a single person has managed to divide the entire country. And today marks a devastating event in American history. I was so shocked when I heard about this. I stayed up all night. I couldn't fucking sleep. I just didn't want anything bad to happen. Even though it did, I just didn't want the situation to escalate even further. So basically, the Trump supporters, MAGA, fucking terrorists, I don't know, invaded the U.S. Capitol today. You heard that right. The U.S. Capitol. They destroyed it, vandalized it, broke into it. It was just a horrifying event altogether. So this was the first time since 1814 where the U.S. Capitol was overrun and invaded. And during this devastating event, four people died fighting for what were you dumbasses fighting for? Like, I don't, just because your president, your cult leader didn't win, is that what it is, bro? People need to get their shit together. Like, y'all really done fucked up this time. So for those of you who aren't really familiar with American politics, January 6th marks the day in the U.S. Constitution where Congress certifies votes from each state to confirm the new president. And that is, you know, Joe Biden. So basically, Trump held a rally or a super spreader event, whatever you want to call it, in D.C. And he basically incited the mob to invade the Capitol. He did that. The president of the United States did that. Your president did that. I want to roll the clip real quick.
Now it is up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down and I'll be there with you, anyone you want. But I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them, because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong.
That was absolutely disturbing to listen to. And to all those brain dead people that stormed the Capitol and that tried to stage an insurrection, I just want to ask you this. Where was your beloved president, huh? Where was he? didn't he just mention that he was going to like march along with you guys and that he was going to storm the Capitol with you guys? Yeah, where the fuck was he, bro? You want to know the truth? The truth is, as soon as you brain-dead terrorists stormed the Capitol, he dipped. He left in his bulletproof limousine to the White House where he was fully protected, and he sat there comfortably as he watched chaos unfold, as he watched thousands of Americans try to steal democracy. And it wasn't until like hours later when the people at the White House pleaded just for the sake of America that he needs to deploy the National Guard. That's when he did it. That's when he took responsibility for it. Well, sort of. It's Trump. Just take a listen.
There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
This motherfucker can't even try to be responsible for the shit. We love you? He did not. He did not just say we love you. He doesn't love you. He doesn't love anybody but himself. All right? And if you didn't know that within the past 4 fucking years of him being a president, do you get it now? Do you fucking get it? He doesn't care about anyone. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about America. All he cares about is himself and staying in power long until he can meet the Statue of Limitations. So that whatever crime he committed just vanishes into thin air. That's all he fucking cares about. And fucking everybody should be held accountable for this. Donald Trump, Kayleigh McEnany, all of the GOP senators who refused to accept President-elect Joe Biden's win, and their fucking cult-like propaganda that enabled the whole invasion to happen. Hold them fucking responsible. Hold all of these people responsible, including Senator Josh Hawley, who incited the mob by raising his fucking fist outside the Capitol. What the fuck, bro? And you know what fucking pissed me off? The fact that the police literally escorted these terrorists like it was nothing. Like it was fucking nothing. Well, because, you know, they're white and they're all friendly and shit. The fuck? But on the other hand, they're willing to shoot down people of color, the black community, some of my friends who protested in something that they believe in. They're willing to shoot them down and kill them just because of their skin color and because they believe in something that actually fucking matters. The Black Lives Movement. Yeah, do you know the movement that Trump spent his entire campaign trying to tarnish? Yeah, that. I know some of y'all like forgot about it, but this incident, this whole shit is the epitome of white privilege. And if y'all can't see it, I don't know what to tell you, mate. Just jog on. Just fuck off. This was a fucking pathetic attempt at staging a coup. And this is what Trump does. This is exactly what he does. He uses people's fears in order to do his little dirty work. That's what he does. And it's fucking pathetic. Coming from the president of a fucking country, this is absolutely disgusting. I'm losing my shit. I can't. He needs to fucking leave. He needs to fucking be impeached. I don't care if there's only like 2 weeks left. I don't give a fuck. Somebody needs to impeach this motherfucker, revoke his citizenship. I don't care where the fuck he ends up going. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to see his face ever again. I don't want people talking about him. I don't even want to be talking about this, but I feel like I should because it's important to address this. And everybody should know that he is one of the worst presidents of fucking America, period. Like, for real, like, we can't let him stay in the office anymore. Like, it's a matter of preserving our democracy. More like your guys' democracy, not my democracy, because I'm not in America yet. I'm still working on that. Like, I'm waiting till, like, you know, things calm down and we all get vaccinated and, you know, Joe Biden officially becomes the president. Then, yeah, I'm going to move to California. But until then, it's your guys' democracy that I feel the need to protect for some reason. I don't know why I'm getting involved in politics because I'm dumb as shit. But you know what? It's important. It's important to, like, know and be aware of, like, what's happening around the world. And I'm glad to be the one to share that knowledge with you, even though I shouldn't be. Oh, and by the way, like, by the time I'm actually recording this, the Congress actually certified, like, official. It's official. They certified Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. He's literally won, like, the presidency in each state, like, a billion times already. And you know what? It makes me feel great. That makes me feel absolutely fucking great. Jog on, you fucking Trump supporters. Shove something up your ass. What is up with me and shoving something up my ass? Up your ass. Shoving something up your ass. And I really mean that. All right. I think I've bored you guys enough with all the political shit this episode. But it feels great to talk to, you know, unload everything out of my chest, to talk about whatever the fuck I wanted. And after all that shit, I just feel the need to take a break, bro. Like, I just... And by taking a break, I mean, like, watching a movie or some shit. Like, I just need to, like, chill for a bit. So, I think I'm gonna wrap up this episode for today. And, I love you guys. See you guys next week. That's not the outro. All right, let's roll the outro. So, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Front Seats to My Downfall. If you've enjoyed listening to my life fall apart, don't forget to join me next week, where I'll be talking about more useless shit that no one really gives a fuck about. And oh, I haven't decided on the topic for next week, so make sure to check on my Twitter, @itsAntonyAkil, if you'd like to submit topics or questions that you want me to answer for next week. And if you found this to be even, like, remotely entertaining, which I highly doubt you did, but if you did, please subscribe to my podcast on Anchor and Spotify or whatever platform you're on. That way, you'll never get to miss another episode of the show. How great is that? And while you're at it, check out my Instagram as well, @AntonyAkil. All right, see you next week, fogies. Love you. Bye.